All right, welcome into this episode. I'm your host, and today it's going to be a pretty short one. I just want to talk about, we are at the finals. The Rockets lost to the Warriors. The Warriors are moving on to the finals, and the Cavaliers beat the Celtics. Now, most of us expected this, basically because I'm pretty sure everyone thinks that the NBA is rigged. Now, I don't think that, okay? I don't understand how people can't look at the Golden State Warriors and think they're going to lose to the Rockets. I mean, especially with Chris Paul out. I was definitely wanting to donate my hamstring. I'm sure the rest of Texas was as well, all of Houston. Pretty much the entire southern half of Texas was trying to donate their hamstrings, but that's over now. Golden State, Cavs. Who's going to be? We've seen this before. Should be a good one. I'm rooting for Warriors. Always go for the West. But, I mean, should be a really good one. Going back to the brackets that I made, I've been pretty spot on, except, I put that the Rockets were going to win because I did not think that Chris Paul was going to get injured, but I mean, that's what happens. So that's what I'm wrong on. So I got real close, guys. I got real close, but I didn't go all the way. I'm sure some of y'all went all the way. I mean, it's just the difference between choosing, you know, Golden State over Rockets. Basically, whoever you like more. So, but I mean, so far, it's been a good, really good season. Exciting season. Bunch of stuff happening. Me and my cousin, we were talking the other day about how this rookie class, these are going to be the next LeBrons and Kevin Durant's and Dwayne Wade's. I mean, you know, we have those big guys out there in the NBA right now that are pros. They're, you know, they're veterans. Like, they've been there for a while. And they really are the best of the best. And when it comes down to it, they're not going to be in the NBA forever, you know. Guys like Donovan Mitchell, going to be way up there. I mean, even the kind of young guys like Curry, he's still pretty young. You know, I mean, I think they're really going to move up. Because, I mean, when you think about it, those really good guys that have been there for a while but are on a not very good team, they're always like, oh, he's carrying them. But this rookie class, in, I'd say, 10 years, 5 years, not, I'd say 10 years, these are going to be the next LeBron James, you know? But, I mean, hopefully, this season works out good. Now I'm rooting for the Mavs to do well in this draft. I'm pretty sure that I say this every time, but really, really rooting for them. But I do want to talk a little bit about who do you think is going to win the finals? Because we got LeBron James versus Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green. I mean, it's a stacked team versus, like, the most stacked player ever. Now, when you compare Michael Jordan to LeBron James, it's a different argument, you know? I mean, they're different players. That's like comparing, you know, Kobe Bryant and Kevin Durant. I mean, they're all basketball players, but they each have their own styles, and they're different. I mean, you know, LeBron's this clutch player, and Michael Jordan was just dominant on the court, you know? So, but I mean, it's Golden State and Cavs in the finals, and looking at this draft, I think that it's going to be two of the people who made it to the conference finals this year, two teams, are gonna be back. I'm gonna say Rockets and Golden State are gonna be back for sure. Boston's gonna be back in the semifinals for sure. But I don't know about Cavs. Like LeBron, he's got probably 3 years left, and I don't know if I'm pretty sure he's gonna leave. I could see him going to Lakers, doing pretty well. I could also see him going to, you know, the Rockets. If he went to the Rockets, that would be awesome. I would want to see the Rockets in the West, Golden State in the East going to the finals. But, I mean, they're both in the West, so that can't really happen. But really, when it comes down to it, those are the two best teams in the league. Now, if Golden State had gone up against the Cavs, they would have won. If Rockets have gone against... win against the Cavs, they would have won. If Boston went against the Rockets, Rockets would have won, and Rockets and Golden State would have won over Boston. So, when it comes down to it, there are some dominant teams out there right now that are going to be extremely dominant in the years to come, unless this next rookie class gets crazy out, because you can't really see how these players are going to do in the NBA, because they're all either coming from college or from some Euro league, you know? Like, Luka, I have no idea how good he is. He's like the MVP of the European finals or whatever, I don't care. I mean, it's not the NBA. The NBA is the best players in basketball just battling out together. So, really, these college players and any player from a Euro league doesn't really know what they're stepping into yet. So, it should be pretty interesting, real interesting. So, I'm excited to hear what you guys think. And pretty soon, I should be getting a shift into football. So, all you football fans out there, you know, stay tuned. That's mainly what I'm going to talk about is football and basketball. You won't hear much baseball talk from me, you know. Is Babe Ruth still playing? Yeah. So, should be pretty good. This will be a good year. Hope you all listen over the summer. I should be feeding out more, probably once a week. Maybe more than once a week, every once in a while. So, should be really good. Hope you all tune in. Listen in, give feedback, follow the Instagram, Fantasy Zone Podcast. Like, follow, share, you know, all that good stuff. So, I've been Caleb, your host. Hope your bracket did really good, and hope you watch the finals. Have a good day.